Okay, so we're holding here in the piece that's Chof Ches in the Ein Yaakov, the second half of it. The first half was about Avraham Avinu that he made a pardes or a pundik. It says Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Keil Oilam. So Amir Shlakish Al Tikri Vayikra El Vayakri Melamed Shehikri Avraham Shmoish Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Fer Kol Oyvei Shav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Avraham caused Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name to be said by everybody. Ketzad Na'achas She'ochlu B'Shasu Omdu L'Varchai. After they finished eating and drinking, they thanked him. Omlam said, "V'chimishali achaltem, mishal keloy lamachaltem." Hoydu v'shipchu varuch l'mishama v'yoylam. That's famous Gemara, and that's that. The reason now, vayikra sham b'shem Hashem keloylam. So there are two pshatim in general in the vayikra. Wherever it says by Avraham Avinu, some are mefarish it to be mispalo, and some are mefarish to teach. Over here, in the context of Vayita Eshel, it's obvious that he taught. In other words, this Chazal is in the context, if he made an Eshel, whether it's a Pardis or a Pundik, and he did it in order to teach other people. So obviously that's the hemshach over here. Let's take a look at the maral. Maral says al vayakri dovze mevor. Avram shahoye yochid ba'olam, kima kodesh baruch hu yochid ba'olam. Ukmei she'amru b'perek avipsachim ba'amru no le yochid latzah yochid lekach hikri shmoy b'fi hakol. So because Avram is a Yachid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yachid, that's why it's roy for him to be mefaris in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems a little bit kind of strange. He's a Yachid, I'm a Yachid, so therefore loy noah. The on the bottom here, he brings from the Nesiv Gemilas Chasodim, and he says there's another Xaviyah that says like this. Kuroy Avram la hakeshmoy b'chaloylam, k'Avram hoya rishon shehikeshmoy, v'hu nikra avamain goyim, k'ilo hoya hu av v'sibol chala umais, v'av nois ma'sheish l'benoy, olkach mucher hoya sheimakeshmoy b'fiakoyl, v'loy hoya adam shekor la'kadosh baruch adna sheba Avram, u'bishvilo nivra kaloylam, olkach mechuyev hoya sheimakeshmoy b'fiakol abriyas sheitzoylam minatoya shaloy. So the Maral in Nesiv Gemach speaks about the fact that he's an Ava Main Goyim, the fact that Avraham Avinu is the one that is the Av to all the Goyim, so he had to teach them. Lechura, what he says over there and what he says over here really has no shaychus. I mean, both of them are in Yanim as to why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why he was Kayoshe Mashem. One is because, just like he's a Yochid Boi Lama, he's a Yochid Boi Lama. And the second one is he's Ava Men Goyim. They're both fine reasons, but doesn't seem to be any real kesher between it. And like I said, what he says over here by us seems to be kind of not needed. What's the pshat? That it's, you know, because he's a Yachid, he can call the Shem HaKadosh Baruch as being a Yachid. I don't know, it's kind of, doesn't seem a strong enough point. The other way around, the Chazal that it brings Nerlis.
Isn't he was the first Tzuras Adam in the world, no?
True, but also the Pshat is not, it says because he was alone at the time, he was a Yachid. So okay, you know, it's something that is he happens to be the only one who is Maimon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole what it seems to mean. So I want to try to explain this a little bit. This the musig of the Yachid, and that both pieces together should make sense together. The musig of the Rambam speaks a lot about this in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he speaks about the godless of Avram, that there was nobody else in the Bria was makir him. He does put a lot of emphasis on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the only that Avram was the only one and not his parents or anything. I want to be mimic a little bit in this point. The Kuzari says, he asks the Kuzari asks the Chava to teach him a little bit what it says in the Kabbalah's farm, and he quotes him a piece from Sefer Yetzirah. And it's in the fourth chelek of the Kuzari, and he says basically that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognized by being the Sheirish, by the Achdus or Yechidus mitzad the Bar Olam and the Ribui in the world. In other words, that everything has one Sheirish, is one Pella, that the Achdus, the Echor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the extraordinary Ribu in the Bria. That's more or less the way he rephrases something in the Sefer Yetzirah, that's what it means. If we think about it, the Mashal when a person is Mizbein in the Mashal, let's say science. So science has two directions that it's chaykev adayrish. One is the extraordinary shinuyim in piece by piece by piece. We used to think that everything like this is the same, and then we recognize the chilukim, and the more we chaykev adayrish, the chiluk of every min and min, every prat and prat, the more detail we're oimed on in every mitzias, every barrier, we're oimed more on the extraordinary chilukim in the Bria. The Marabu Masech Hashem is one understanding of God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lays in Ribui. Ribui would be analogous to what we call complexity. There's a different direction. The scientists, the Chachamim, have an inborn sense that everything comes from a common Sheirish. It was a unified theory, the idea that different koiches in the Bria are really branches of a common Sheirish is the bedrock of a different type of science that tries to find the common denominator from which everything else branches out. There's a tremendous espilos when they discovered that electricity and magnetism are the same, and you can convert one to the other. They're not the same, but they come from a common sheirish because they're mutually, they can go from one to the other. We don't have the whole picture yet. There are things that are, you know, there are koiches that we don't understand how they come together, but there's a tremendous, it's somehow a conviction that it has to be that way. So the fact that recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it comes from one nekuda and one sheirish, and recognizing that it can be mispashit to many, many different avenues. Those are the two ktsavas of the Bria. If let's say a dozen people teach Yiddishkeit, so every one of those people teaches it with a certain different knetch. This one has a knetch more of the chesed of Yiddishkeit, this one has a knetch of the emes of Yiddishkeit, this one has a knetch of the kpeda. Everyone has his own particular knetch. Every person has his own midas and is a little bit of a different knetch. Which means that lo yitzur, I could isolate a shevet Yisrael. I would take shevet Naphtali and put them in their own world. They really would not be able to continue a real Yiddishkeit. They would have Naftalidika Yiddishkeit, which is a chelik, but it's not the whole. So the only way in which it's possible to have a surah, total surah of what is it, Talmud Kim, like we said before, is all of them together. But Klal Yisrael itself is also built with a common sheirish. It means that if Avraham Avinu was the one Sheirish for Klal Yisrael, then all of the Pratim that come out afterwards are different branches that come in the denominator. It can't be. Avram Avinu is one person. Echrei Avram. So each Klal Yisrael has in itself different numbers. It has Echad of Avram, Shalish Avis, Yud Beis Shvatim, Shivim Nefesh, Shishim Ribu. It's a continuous branching out, each stage having its special tchunis of its stage. The fact that it comes together from one person means that everything that branches out is the same, even though it looks different. But let me give a dogma. We spoke about this once. The difference between a sefer like the Rambam and a sefer like the Shulchan Aruch. A Rambam, the goddess of Rambam is, you can ask from any place in the Rambam and any other place in the Rambam. And it's a kasha, because the Rambam is one shita, one daya, kol ha-Torah kula. It has to be consistent. If there's an inconsistency, then we have a problem. We haven't understood what he said, because he can't have paskin like this here and like this over here. And b'meila, we can ask and answer because we expect it to be one shita, one havana, one tfisa, what chazak is, one tfisa in what gurasik is, you know, and so on. The Shulchan Aruch is a compilation of many deis. He was machriya. Here, the Beis Yosef was machriya between all the gedolei rishonim and different inyanim. A stir in Shulchan Aruch is not such a strong kasha. In this place, there were so many shitas that are machmir, he was noite l'chumra, because it's around chamurim, because it is. Shulchan Aruch doesn't have that type of consistency, because it's be'etzim yoinik from a lot of different places. It's yoinik from old rishonim. So I expect this is an input of this, this input of this, input of that. There's an old joke in America, probably it's everywhere, that a camel is a horse that was designed by a committee. Now, this one wanted a shtickle bump here, this one needed a bump there, they compromised and they made a thing over here. In other words, you can't get something that's miksha achas if a committee designs it. So a committee is a confluence of a few different opinions, which by definition is inconsistent. If our tfisa in Ribbono Shel Olam would start with three people, with a dozen people, it wouldn't be Oymer and the Sheirish of Echad. There would be a general sense that all these people are good to Yidden that surrounded the general sense of something or other. But it's not, you can't be Teufis in one Mokum and say, this is it. So B'meila, Avraham Avinu is the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael, because the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael is Echad. And therefore, if it's Echad, then everything comes from that one place. The only person that can be Makri, and I want to explore this idea a little bit further. Let's give a mashal. If let's say a person, a Baal Eitzah, comes to me, a person who gives Eitzahs for life, psychologist, that type of person, and he says to me, you should do this and this. Why? Because this and this will help you get this and this. My answer to him could very well be, you know, I'm sure you're right, but people are different. I'm sure that a lot of people that this Eitzah works for. For me, I don't think it'll work for me. I'm a different type of person. And it's not a steerer. What you're saying holds true for many people. It's a different type of person. When a doctor comes along and he gives a medication, that's a lot harder to say. You say all flesh is the same. There are some yoytzim in aklals. Today, especially with genetic fitting of medications, we have a much stronger sense of each medication fitting a certain person. But let's say if we're able to be oymer on the person's genetic code, and we know what he has, what he's using that, we're much more certain that this medication is going to work. An engineer on a building, when he tells me you're going to have to put these columns in to hold up the roof, it's no way it's holding up like this. And I tell him, no, I don't know. I don't think so. And he says, listen, I've built 1,000 times. I've set my laboratory 1,000,000 times. Anything like that will crash. I'm not going to tell. There's no way I can tell them gravity by me is different than by you. It's absurd. Gravity is gravity is gravity. It's the same. One and the same. Let's say I'm Yoinik from a place that doesn't have one Rav, one Mashpia, a lot of good to Yidden. So there's nothing that's mechai of me, because many good people have many good ideas, and my daya could be even different than all of them. Once each one is different knach. This person holds that the ikar of Adam is to learn and to understand. This person holds that the ikar is the mispal. This person holds the ikar to do good. People, my svar is the ikar is to become a good sports person, to develop your body, because that's Hashem's gift to you, and the more you develop it, the better it is. You can't ask me a pericha because I'm different. I come from different sugya. You're one type person, another person. Where everything comes from one shayrish, I have where to compare it to. Either it does work, or either it's Eisgehalten or it's not Eisgehalten. The shayrish of the Kriya and the Bria, B'Shem Hashem, has to come from a Yachid. Every strand, every specific a divergence or variation will be a variation within, not without. So it's not just a pshat that if to be koyer b'shem Hashem, one of the most important issues of having one God as opposed to many gods, and it's not just a question of a truth. How many are there? There's one, there's a committee, there's this, there's that. The big difference is if there's one God, there's one right and one wrong. This is Ratzon Hashem or it's not Ratzon Hashem. That's it. I have a yardstick to measure it by. It's gravity. It has one formula and works everywhere. The minute a person says there's two, there's three, there's a thousand, the pshat is badir zazay, bamir zazay. I had a neighbor in Eretz Yisrael, very interesting yid. His name was Ayalon, but his original name was Weinberger. He was a Talmud of Satmar Rav. He had become already Mizrahi in Hungary. The Rav didn't know so much that he was becoming Mizrahi. He actually had smich, I think, from the Rav. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he put on kippah sruga. He was the head of he commanded a certain unit in Yerushalayim, Milchamat HaShechrur, a very geshmak yira, a gerin yira, a big keach, and he was one of the big people in Mizrahi. He kept the keshe with the Satmar Rav even after he was there, and he used to call him Herschel Meitzianist. That was the Rebbe's chibav. And if he needed a favor that he didn't want to ask outright from the government, he got it through him. But he told me that he was once in charge of a unit of Chassidisha that they were never trying to make soldiers out of them. And in 48, they had, they had the garrison, this, that. So he yelled, so they were supposed to stand at attention. This one slouched, this one this. Not so easy to get a group of Chassidish Yidden to stand at attention. So he barked at the guy, Yashar. So he said, Zeh Yashra Shali. This is my Yashris. Everyone want their own Yashris. So if a person, if there's no Shirish of Echod, then it can't be Mashpia on, it can't be Mashpia on a Rabbim, because every Rabbim, anything that's Nevea from Ribui is open for any type of ribui shalomina inyan. It's not going to come there. If one person can be kolater kula, if he can be the shirish of amune makif, the akar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every akar that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nevea from Avram, means that Avram was kolal that nekuda. And that's why it's besides nisayan, echaroi Avram, the Avram was. It's not his father's shitas, not his rebbeim shitas, not his society shitas, nobody. One person's akaron b'nei shalom means that it wasn't a combination of different nekudas, it was one nekuda. And b'meila, he could be makri to the world. He could say the word echad, and the word echad, when he said it, meant echad because he was a yachid. Anyone who is already a tzad anyone who's a branch, his echad is the echad sheli. You know, it's his knech, and it's not absolute. That was that so to bring into the bria a sheirah shereibayin shalom needed to have one, and that is Avraham. That's what the morale means over here.
It's not like a shara kolel. It's something above. Meaning, all the different nekudos come from that one. Or I don't totally understand.
Yes. In other words, somewhere along the line, let's say Ratzon Hashem to us is a shayrish. And Ratzon Hashem is such a situation is to reach out and give lachmacha el adol. And in this situation, it's to give misa to a Bezai Moira. And in this situation, it is to rachmal kol myself. And in this situation, it is kedusha. And in this situation, it's this. It's all coming from one nekuda. And the more, you know, that one nekuda, that shirish, is kol everything. The way a person's body has different avarim, but in the seed, there has to be all of it in one unit. All of a person's DNA is coiled in time at Mitzias HaAdam. And it needs to, that was the ideal shayrish of how to bring it to Bria. So Avram, who was a Yochid by Lamoy, because Yochid by Lamoy meant that the Tfis of Ruchnias of his was total, it also meant that he could be the Avamon Goyim. Because like we said before, whenever you have a lot of people, so if Ribui means many parallel people, then I can't be Mechayev somebody. You know, no, every single Derech in Yiddishkeit, every single valid Derech in Yiddishkeit has no Tvi on the other person. Hayitochen that you don't spend hours learning. Hayitochen you don't spend hours davening. Hayitochen you don't spend hours helping a Yid. Hayitochen you don't go out into the world and be mekadesh shemayim. Hayitochen you don't keep kedusha and you go out into the world. Each one of them is a different mahalach, and there's no you can't to be able to branch out to all that all goyim can answer to Avraham Avinu. That's only shayach when if Avraham is one, it's possible that he could be av hamoin goyim, because I'm the yochid. So I'm mechayev every single one to shteltzu, just like Lamashal, when you have, let's take a look at the difference between like a Chassidish Matzev or a Litvish Matzev. In Litvish Matzev, you have many Rabbanim, Rosh Hashivas, etc. And everybody picks and chooses. I have a kesher with this person, I'm not to this person, I don't have such a kesher with this person, I have a time with this person. So there's nothing that you can say it becomes that it's mechayev me. My teva is the people that I have less of a kesha to their to what they're doing, I have less of a shaykhus to. Let's say a chassidish that's born into this chassidus, that chassidus, and he takes on the Rebbe as being the koil boy. So b'meila, I'm cautioned over to Rebbe. This guy the Rebbe told to be a diet. This guy the Rebbe told to set up the kiddush. This one the Rebbe told to do this, to shaf money. But everyone has, because the Messiah is to one shayrish, everyone's tafkid shtals suit to that shayrish. So av hamoin goyim means that the hamoin goyim can shtal suit to one nekuda. That's something that is a result of the echad. The famous Vart said many times, Chizisha, the difference between Marabu Masech Hashem, Agodlo Masech Hashem, Moidom Kamach Shvesecha, Shabbat, all week long, since there's no focal point, since there's no echad, so it's more Rabu Masech Hashem, we say, because Rav means many, which is a diversity. Magodla Masech Hashem, Ma'oidom Kamash Vesecha means, Godol means something that includes all the pieces and is a bigger picture. Shabbos, because it's one, it's the Raza of Shabbos is the Echad, it's the focal point of Bria, it's where everything comes to, v'chulo. So the Bria becomes a big Bria, not a many-faceted Bria. It becomes one diamond with many facets to it, not many pieces. The pieces become many pieces of one. It's the same idea. Wherever you have an Echad as a Sheirish, all the different pieces can become different aspects of it. So the two ends of it, Avraham Avinu being the Makri, to Avraham Avinu being the Avraham Avinu being the Shoresh, Avraham Avinu being the Makri, and the Ava Magoim, both of them are one and the same. The Rama passes La Locha, that every single in Bikurim, he says a ger can say, you know, Shata Avaseinu, because Avraham became Ava Magoim. Even as a goy, Avraham has a Shem Av to him, and the Mela, he has a Shoresh Avraham. You know, there's no Bria that doesn't have a Be'etzem Shoresh Avraham. The if there's interesting on Kale Oilam, just looking for a second. There is the Rambam. So the Rambam says, there's two places. The Rambam says that Avraham Avinu is called. I want to read this Rambam 128. This is the Pirush HaMishnayos over here, where he speaks about the Ke'ava Amoin Goyim Satichah. Umipneze Yochel Kol Ger Loimash Nishpat Alav Isenu Lefish Avraham Hoya Av L'Chol Oilam Lefish Ulimda Memuna. Because Avraham Avinu Tota Memuna, that's why he's called the Ava Amoin Goyim. So there hapshat, it's pashat. It means that you know, there's nothing more important. It's just like there's a ruchnistika, just like there's a physical father, there's a ruchnistika father, and b'meila it's something which everybody shtolsu, because the Akadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, gave me life, and so on and so forth. There's no problem learning it like that. I think there's a little bit more of a panemistic and a kuda, like we're saying here. If he taught them emuna, that means he had them their hair, that the shayrish of the world is one. In other words, only a maimon understands that everything comes from one. I'm always apropos to what I said before about in science, you see that, you know, science looks at two ends of the spectrum, at the extraordinary diversity of Bria and extraordinary commonness. It's one of the things I'm always so to spoil how you can see something and be blind to it. One of the big tainus of the evolutionists is that if you look at all living things, they have the same shayrish. The DNA is very, very, very similar in all Nivraim. The difference between a person and a cockroach is a small percentage of DNA. Not much. Now, that argument, it is right, the facts are right. It's based on the following premise, that if I was God, I would create everything out of a different shayrish. That's so, b'meila, it doesn't make sense that we create an elephant and a cockroach and a person from the same mamish, the same thing. That's the end of the argument. That piece is never said, but that's the argument. It's not only pshat nat muchach, it's muchach the hefer. A Kodesh Baruch Hu's megala his achdus, that all living things are the same, except for the tiniest shinui. Exactly what the Kuzari says over from the Sefer Yetzir, the way he explains it. Everything in the world has it comes from one. One set of instructions, one code, one language, DNA language. And in that language, you have the pella that one shayrish can become the extraordinarily different amount of anafin that we have, and so on. Another nekuda is in this pasuk over here. It says, Vayikasham b'shem Hashem keil oilam. So what's the keil oilam over here? So there is a Rama Mor Nevuchim and a Sfarnu. They both say the same thing. The Sfarnu says it in two lines. The Rama says it in half in a page. So we'll say it the way Sfarnu says it. V'kara v'idea l'rabim, Shekel Yisalehu Elikei Hazman V'Mamtzioi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Sheirish of Zman and not the other way around. Negedas Apikorsim Chadosh Agam Yishanim. So one of the elements of Apikorsis was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bound by time. Time supersedes. Time is above everything, and everything is within the context of time. So the Sfarim and the Rambam, Mar Nevuchim, goes by Richus about it, and speaks about it, the very famous Rambam, and so on. In a certain sense, this is the fullness of what we're talking about. You know, there's the Ribui mitzad, the different elements in the Bria, and then there's the Ribui mitzad, the Zman in the Bria. Every Zman is different. There's a lashon in the Zohar. Chaim V'lashon brings it that it's in Tikkunim, I think, that the levushim that Akash Baruch Hu wears in the morning, he doesn't wear at night, and the night in the morning. In other words, the shinui hazmanim in the bria are the result or the manifestation of the shinui of Hanhoges of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Shinui HaZman. Zman emanates from Shinui HaHoges. In other words, Keil Oilam means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga takes around the entire framework of Zman. Just like it takes around the entire Hekif of Nivroim and whatever is different, it takes around all the different zmanim and anhagis. That's keil oila. So Avram Avinu was able to when he was kire b'shem Hashem keil oila, because he was a sheyesh of echad, he both was able to reach out to the different elements of the bria and across the different zmanim. I want to add one more thing. There's a shaila here, a simple shaila in this chazal. Why didn't he start with bracha rishayna? Why did he wait for benching? It says, you know, they came and they said, you know, okay, thank you very much. And he said, well, it's not mine. It's that teva ha'olam is the. It's normal when I come to somebody's house and he says, please sit down and have a meal with me. I say, oh, thank you very much. And when I finish, I thank you very much. That is normal. So why over here didn't he equate that to bracha rishayna bracha achrayna? So I saw somebody brings the Kloisenberger has a whole pilpul bracha it's a rabbanon. Was he allowed to give other people to eat without a bracha? It's since it's only rabbanon, there's lots of flavor. You know, kedaka b'kodesh is mefalpul a lot mitzad the halachic possibilities. Mitzad agadat, I would like to say a pshat. There's something interesting. When a person is nana from this world, each hana is koivea its own bracha. And it's a big maila. Betzim, a person could walk around the whole world and say shakol niya bedvar and everything. No problem. It's not preferable because it's much more of a shevach when I say the hana of a pri, the hana of a yerek, the hana of meat. Even reach, there's shittas that shakol works. It's a mila when I say asib samim, atzib samim, and reach tov peres v'chulu. So mitzad birchas hanehenin, each hana is kaveh its own thing. There's a certain tam that's in peres, a certain tam in priadoma, a certain tam in mezainus, etc. Bracha achroina is one bracha. Birchas hamazon main sholosh is a me'ein. But be'etzem, it's one. And the vart is because all of the different hanas are mitzarev to a sviya. So when a person is eating, so each piece that he takes is a different tam, a different feel, different texture. When if a person ate a balanced meal and everything's together, when he finishes Sviya is a sum total of all of the different hanas, of all different inputs. So it, the way we're explaining the Avraham Avinu's was not only being megala that there are forces in the world. They were also, the Oimer on that, except there was a fruit god and a vegetable god and a rain god and a sun god. Everything had its own god. The ultimate expression of Echad is much stronger in Birchas HaMazon, where everything is mitzarif to Sviya. And Michal, in a Suda, the reason we make one bracha in the beginning, Amaitzi, is because everything is mitzarif to Lechem. In other words, achilas that are hanah, each hanah is its own entity. Sviya, achila in being mazed in a person, is all mitzarif to one mezonis, to one's hazana of a person. So b'meila, in Birchas HaMazon, there was a much stronger expression of this. I'll say that there. Efsha, I think the Nekuda itself is right, but I'll upon him, that's a possibility. Any questions, any points? Okay, so good Shabbos. Kultiv.
Good Shabbos, Lubansky, good Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.
Yaakov.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on a plane next Thursday. Does this get recorded any place?
Yes, it's being recorded. And it's being uploaded online usually within a day or two.
What, on the RavLobzansky.com?
No, it's